What's up, Nashville? You're tuned in to the Fringe Radio Show, WRFN, LP, Pasquo, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org. This is ET. Got my man Al D in the house tonight. What's up, Al D?
What's good, man?
Good to have you in the studio with me. It's not too often where we get to kind of co-host together, but, you know, I guess since we are talking about Men for the Milk Crate this week, it's only inevitable
It's that time of the season.
It's that quarterly event coming up, and in studio tonight, we got a special guest who's going to be on the bill. But first, I'm going to shout out the Nashville Fringe Festival. You guys go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org and check us out. Get on there. Get on the email list. You'll get a seasonal sampler that comes out every season. And I think the new one just came out, right?
Yep.
And I think we got a track on there again.
We do. Don't we?
Which one is it?
I don't recall that.
I don't remember which one it was either. But you guys will get that sampler as soon as it comes out. Go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. The Fringe Festival exists to celebrate the diversity and honor the legends among us who enrich our city and inspire our lives. Also got a shout out WRFN, RadioFreeNashville.org, for letting us get on these airwaves and do what we do. And we're glad you guys can join us tonight. We're here every Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Fringe Radio Show. Al D, tell them about the Men for the Milk Crate that's coming up this weekend.
This Saturday night, we're going to be at the Cobra, that's formerly known as Foo Bar. It's going to be a dope show as always. Of course, our guest in the studio tonight, Nam White, he's going to be performing. Also, Stainless Rock Music. And we're doing an extended open mic cypher with Polar of Arctic Circle and Illest Crew. He's going to be DJing as well as cyphering with us. But we're going to really try to blow it out with the cypher and get a lot of MCs to come do their thing.
So Polar's the only one I don't know. So I'm looking forward to that. Rock Music, I know, of course. Stainless, we go way back. And Nam White, who we got in studio with us tonight, we go back too, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But make sure you guys are there. It's coming up this Saturday, December 3rd, at Cobra, formerly known as Foo Bar. $5 to get in. Doors open at 9:30. We know how y'all like to arrive late, so but get there by 10 so we can get this show started and get it moving. Tonight, we want to welcome in to the show, Mr. Nam White.
Yeah.
Nam White, how you doing, man? Welcome to the Fringe Radio Show.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So we definitely consider you a friend of the Fringe, but take some time to tell the people a little bit about yourself. Who is Nam White and what you got going on?
Yeah, Nam White the Impossible, baby. Nothing's impossible. You know, Nam White, people always say, where's that name come from? And it was actually given to me by a friend. Fellow school teacher, when we taught school together, and he was always like, man, you know, you the white man backwards. It's like, man, what are you talking about, man? It's like, you the white man backwards. You know, you got on that Tommy Hill figure, but you always looking for Africa, you know? So that's where Nam White comes from. I'm originally from Indiana. I'm a Hoosier boy through and through.
Hoosiers.
You know, my brain is dense, the opposite of Mike Pence. You know what I'm saying? You want a wall, we want a fence. You know?
Man, you need a campaign logo or a slogan, come holler at Nam White.
That's right, that's right. I'll make them for anybody, you know. So, hey, I'm just psyched. So Al D and I have been cool for a while.
And we go back to the NBO days.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
NBO.
Or the UMC days, even.
That's funny because that's the first time that I met you was at the UMC when I was in Underground Senate.
That's what's up.
And it was one of the first few, like the first, second, or third one, and you were in it and we were in it and we went head to head in one of them. And that was, God, that's gotta be 8 years ago. At least.
Yeah,
seven, eight years ago. How long you been in Nashville?
I've been in Nashville forever. Yeah, so I came to Nashville, boy, you know, you just date yourself. You know, all my shows are going to be like the senior citizen hour, right? But came to Nashville in 1993.
Okay.
You know, that's when the Fab Five was on their senior year. You know, that's before Cass came out, you know? That's when Pac was before Death Row.
Alive.
Huh. So, yeah, I came here to go to incredible school at Tennessee State University. Grew up in a small town in Indiana, and to be honest with you, I was just tired of being surrounded by white people.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I've got to bounce. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about HBCUs, for all my HBCU people out there, going to a place that is a historically academic center for thought and love and celebration. Of course, I was an MC before that. But, you know, as a songwriter and an artist, wherever you're living really affects the way you grow and affects the way you write.
Right.
So actually coming down south threw a bit of a curveball for me, because down south style was so much different than who I was as an MC or even who I was as a consumer of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came up on KRS-One and Just Ice and Slick Rick and you know, the only really big down south influence we would have in Indiana is, of course, the Boys and Face and Willie D.
Wasn't what the down south is now. Like, that was still something different than what the South became. And that's funny, because we were talking off air, you know, I'm from that same area, and it was the same thing. Like, I grew up on a lot of that same stuff and more of that East Coast stuff.
Yeah.
But you're still kind of in the South, so it was, you know, the South was around me, but I related to some of that other stuff. And you were talking about the historically black colleges. I damn near went to Alabama A&M.
Yeah.
Was real close to going there, too. Had some scholarship offers to go there, but that's cool, man. And the funny thing about it, and Al D, you can probably relate to this, too, is most of the people in music in Nashville aren't from Nashville. They've came from all over the place.
Yeah, that's true. Except me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Except you. Like, you're the one that's been here. You're the constant in the Nashville. Man,
they not
the Nashville
only come, they also go.
Yeah, that's true, too. I've came and gone multiple times, but I consider Nashville my home now. So you got this new project, Hot Chicken, and so how many albums or projects or things have you put out over the years?
Honestly, over the years, that's
too many to count.
No, I wouldn't say it's too many to count. But there've been, like, I'd say I've gone through 5 different stages, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could count in, like, categories 5 different stages as like an emerging MC.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, no, getting past, like, getting out of your comfort zone and saying, no, I really want to do this.
Right.
Like, no, we're really going to do this. You know, that happened early for me, like high school, which I think it probably happens for most people. But then moving to Nashville and moving to Tennessee State, hip hop wasn't necessarily on my frontal lobe at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, you know, all those ladies.
It was college, it was that college life.
Right. It kind of consumes you, and then you kind of go through a growth process where you remold. And although we were doing it when we were in school, it wasn't like a focused effort. Mm-hmm. You know, my folks weren't playing either. I had to get out of school. They weren't just sending me down here to, you know, fall in love and drink Boone's Farm. You know,
for some people, it's one of the first time you really get that freedom in life. You know, when you go off to college. So you know, you got all this opportunity and free time, and you know, you're young.
Yep.
You do things that young kids do.
Yeah, so we waste a lot of time. Maybe we invested in areas of celebration and ceremony, right?
There you go. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's Africa, right? So you know, after that stage, you know, I got a job. And really, the crazy part is that my first job out of college was really to finance hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was a school teacher out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing that happened was I really started teaching school just to pay for hip hop, just to pay for music, pay for studios, pay for producers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when you had two ADATs stacked up.
Oh yeah. I've been there.
You know, it'd take 2 hours to load all the MIDI samples. Right. So
record one track at a time.
Huh? But you know what the crazy part was, I fell in love with, like, Nashville as a city.
Yeah.
When before I only knew Nashville as a place I went to school,
mm-hmm.
I fell in love with Nashville as a city. And even like those first 2 years of me teaching school, like Young Bread, he's all over Hot Chicken. Johnny Newsom, you know, I met him then. You know, he was the point guard on my basketball team, and we've been rocking together ever since. So I fell in love with the process of becoming a dope school teacher while I was using teaching to kind of pay for what I already was in love with.
Yeah.
And I still fluctuate between those two worlds quite a bit.
That's funny, man, because I had a similar path. When I was in college, I was going for marketing and computer programming, or internet programming, really. And I thought, so I can use marketing to promote my company, my music, mm-hmm. and I can use the programming to design our websites, to have an online presence. And I kind of went the same route and ended up kind of just getting a general business degree. But so Hot Chicken, tell me where the name came from for the album.
Yeah, so Hot Chicken. Okay, we got to go back, though, because what you hit on was really deep, right? Is really part of Hot Chicken. And that's encouraging people to, like, follow their passions.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of, like, chasing the money, instead of chasing what you see or you assume or people tell you is valuable, really doing that soul searching and finding what's in your heart and, you know, building and getting better at what you enjoy doing.
Right.
That way, no matter what your financial circumstance is, you're centered and you're grounded, and you can kind of mediate the things that go on around you that you know can get people all jacked up.
Absolutely.
So, Hot Chicken is that way. Hot Chicken, that title is an ode to black innovation in America.
Nice.
So when I was doing this record and it wasn't called Hot Chicken, you know, it was the emergence of, like, Hattie B's, and it was the emergence of Party Foul and all these, like, well-financed corporate establishments to sell hot chicken, which we all know is a black recipe that suits all audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember thinking about, you know, how hard the young lady Aki worked at 400 Degrees. I mean, she used to rap too. She rapped on one of my first Nashville
records.
Big Country Guy. I need a Big Country Guy. That was like the booty pop joint. But, you know, she was one of the second people in Nashville to start a hot chicken restaurant. So I think it was my way of giving credit where credit was due.
Mm-hmm.
And again, encouraging people to say, hey, if you got an idea, you got something in your head, write it down and start building on it. It has global value.
Yeah.
Whether it's valued by the world at that time is irrelevant, but it has global value. And you can't just pass it off as something that only lives on Dickerson Road, something that only lives on Clarksville Highway. No. Princess, we should have 10 princesses in China, 100 princesses in Japan. I mean, these things have global value. But I think when we look at businesses and how true business operates in America, the gaps in financing and the gaps in, like, oppressive taxing and even, like, you know, redlining where you can have your restaurant really stifle people's thinking and ability to grow beyond what they see every day. So it's just my way of kind of encouraging people that are in business and entrepreneurs to think globally about what you do. And really in encouraging myself to think globally.
Yeah.
Because, right, I'm saying this, but at the same time,
think big.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Right. Don't start. So at the same time, I'm constantly having to encourage myself, either in music or in business, to think beyond the boundaries and parameters of what I see every day and really chase the dream, as Terrence Moody would say.
I see the teacher in you, man.
Hmm.
I definitely see the teacher. And what you're saying is a valuable lesson for the next generation that's coming up. They, you know, they need to hear those kind of things. So you're definitely the kind of person I would want teaching my daughter, for sure, man. So much respect on that. So Hot Chicken, you're going to be performing this Saturday, December 3rd, at Cobra, formerly known as Foo Bar, for the next installment of Mint for the Milk Crate.
Mint for the Milk Crate, son.
Right? Yeah, quarterly event put on by Al D.
We got him hype already. See, he already broke out his radio voice.
Al D, who's on the bill that night?
So, of course, Nam White. Also, Stainless, and rock music.
Yeah.
Both real dope.
Yeah.
And then Polar is going to guest DJ. He's going to come out and play some vinyl, and he's also going to host, co-host the Cypher with us.
Okay.
With some folks from his old school crews, Illest Crew and Arctic Circle. So he was on the show last week. Check that out if y'all didn't already listen.
What's up, Polar? I noticed Polar from the car lines. Our kids went to the same school.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, and I used to be like, who is this cat, man? Like, I just, you know, I think like MCs and artists, we can spot each other. Like, we stand out to each other. I'm like, who is this cat, man? He wouldn't really speak. I'd be like, what's up, man? He just kind of like give me the head nod. But look, dude, I need a track called, you know, Waiting in the Car Line or something. You know, I need you to cook me up something off your sample, baby. Send me something.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm excited to see Stainless make it out too. I haven't seen him in a while, and I go back with Stainless too. Actually, his cousin lived right across the street from me when I lived up off Dickerson Pike back in the day when we used to have them parties at my spot. That's where I met Stainless actually for the first time. That's going back to the NBO days too, Sports Page and all that. Shout out to Sound Therapy. Yeah,
where NBO. They at? Y'all come out too. Where
they still out there, man.
I seen
28 and Blitz not too long ago, actually, at a party. Shout out to those guys. Yep.
28, what's up, man?
Yeah. So you guys can check it out Saturday, December 3rd. It's only $5 to get in, and for the entertainment you're going to see, it's well worth your dollar.
Oh, and if I didn't mention, by the way, DJ Vamp on the ones and twos, as always.
You know that.
You know the guest DJ coming through. So
yeah, open mic after the show, as always. It's at Cobra. It used to be Foo Bar. Supposed to be the first time we've been at the venue since the transition. So come on out and celebrate with us.
And I want to ask the Nashville MCs one question, too. Is other than the people on the bill, is it going to be some strength in the cypher? That's what I want to know.
I mean, Al D's in the building. You know there's going to be strength in the cypher.
I'll tell you, they
can make a documentary on the Men for the Milk Crate cyphers we've had over the years. And the one I'm thinking about in particular, just because you're wearing that shirt, Tribe Called Quest shirt, when Fife Dawg died.
Yeah.
The way we just, it was just off the top.
That was
everybody in the cypher just started their freestyle with a Fife verse. Just off
and
the
no,
top.
And no one talked about it at all. Everyone just did it. It was so dope. And everyone brought a different one, too.
That's, like, what, like five or six people did that?
That's what goes down in the cypher at Men for the Milk Crate. And you can check Nam White out this Saturday, December 3rd at Cobra, Men for the Milk Crate. Make sure you get there. Doors open at 9:30, so get there early and come party with us. And, you know, I've seen some Instagram videos you've been posting to hype up the show.
Yeah, man.
Which, have you seen those, Al?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Like, I just happened to catch a couple of those, and I'm like, man, the quality and, like, everything is on point. And they're all different. They're just different ones. It's not the same video. Tell me what goes behind something like that.
Well, you know, the beauty of, I guess I live on Instagram more than any other social media page, because I like the framework of the 1 minute video. So, you know, that's all you can make. It's like a 1 minute cut, but it's really cool because you can like grab a track from some weird place or something you hear. Like my favorite one now is the Luke Cage joint.
Yeah.
Right, because when I watched Luke Cage on Netflix, the dopest part to me was the track at the end. I was like, man, who made this joint? So we had to snag that, and then you make just like, you know, a really live video with a lot of motion, and as my baby KDP would say, too much flash. There's a lot in it. Yeah, man.
Just
try to move fast. But I think that's like what it would be like to sit in my brain and like run through like somebody's synaptic pulse or dendrites. Like, what would it like to live in the brain and it just be like an overload of dumping? And I try to stack as much meaning as I can in my lyrics too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm a lyric person, rather than a beat person. Even though I love the process of making beats, that's not my first love. Right, that's my side chick. So I like to use the images to make sure people hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I think just with all of the media out there, we have a tendency not to pay attention to what people are doing unless we have like a really close relationship with that person's music or you're a real fan of that person. So it's my way of just letting people see what I'm saying without having to spend the necessary time to maybe unpack what I'm saying, backtrack what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. So we were talking off air again about, you called this a hotel record.
Huh.
Huh. So tell the people what a hotel record is and about that process.
Yeah, peace to Paris and all the Hilton Honor members out there.
Hotels.com represent.
You know, I don't mess with them, though. I don't mess with them. Let me keep my brand straight. Let me keep my brand straight. I'm strictly a Hilton Honors member, you know. But yeah, Hot Chicken is a hotel record because at the time I was doing some pretty cool work coaching coaches, right? So I would just go from different states and I would coach the coaches who coach teachers,
mm-hmm.
right? Which the downside is it takes you away from home.
Yep.
The upside is you have time on your hands after your engagements where you can either watch TV or like, you know, eat really bad and not work out. And my thing was just pulling out my Apogee, Peace to Apogee. You know, I don't have a deal with them, but I would like one. You know, Peace to Apogee 1 and my MacBook Pro and Pro Tools. And you can pull out your gear,
yep.
set your mic up, snag the pillows, you know.
Boom.
Pile up some comforters.
And he built forts in hotel rooms, y'all.
Instant booth.
It's a booth. So, you know, until the old lady next to you who wants to get some sleep or the, you know, 60-year-old salesman, like, pounding on the door. But, you know, this album, a lot of it was recorded in hotel rooms across the country. And then what wasn't recorded in the hotel room was recorded in either my wife's walk-in closet or my garage. So you hear a lot of the tracks and you hear like my kids around or you hear like my...
Just that ambiance is what we call it.
It is. But, I wanted it to be organic. You know, that's what I say I do. I do organic beats and rhymes. Right? No preservatives. No added flavors. No artificial colors. No artificial flavors. Yeah. None of that. It's organic. So why would I not let you hear what's the truth about me, which is, you know, I'm a family man in America. Yeah. 2016, I work, I eat, and I do whatever I can to serve my family first, mm-hmm. You know, and serve God in that same manner, and try to put out things that would make somebody feel optimistic rather than putting out things that would make somebody maybe feel jealous or maybe feel like less than, you know, it's like that crazy social media space people can get you in.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to fight that. I mean, I have to fight that because that's the trend, right? Let me take a picture in front of this car,
mm-hmm.
in front of this beach house with this girl.
Yeah.
Right? Or, I mean, just that whole cycle of how people kind of flip perception to get people to buy their product, right? It's sales. I mean, it's genius. It's sales and marketing.
Yeah.
Right. So instead of marketing, I think I'm more into, I don't want to say motivation, right? Because I think T.I. owns motivation. He get T.I. and Les Brown get motivation. I wouldn't say motivation. I'd say, it's organic, man. Eat what we make. And it's gonna feed you something nutritious and something real and something to hopefully get you on your feet so you can keep grinding and keep hustling and keep fighting these evils and keep winning and keep encouraging other people to win.
So you said you sort of soft released this album back in February. Have you been performing this album since then?
You know, I've had a really cool opportunity to perform this album in a lot of different cities. But really, I've never done Hot Chicken in Nashville. And really, that's nobody's fault but my own.
You had an 8-off-8, I think, didn't you?
I did, but that was like, you know, that was like 15 minutes. That wasn't necessarily what I would call a milk crate where we're really kind of digging into the album. I think that's the beauty of a milk crate. If you come to the milk crate, you're going to hear Hot Chicken as an album live. Like, you're going to really get a good idea of what that album is about. And I love being able to do it live. That's my favorite thing about being an MC. It's not the studio. It's the stage, right? I like to do that and share that, exchange that energy with the live audience. Is like, to me, that's the greatest thing in the world. That's like my daddy catching a 3-pound crappie.
And you know, I'm just glad I got a chance to see him do it at Love Noise too.
I saw that video online too. I can relate, man. That on stage, it's just a whole nother, it's a whole nother thing when you're on stage, man. It's almost like you're in a whole nother world. You're just in this other personality sometimes. But I live for that, man. I live for those moments. I love to be on stage and do what we do.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's jump into some music, man. So we're going to try to play as many songs as we can off of Hot Chicken. Where can folks listen to Hot Chicken? Where can they purchase it? How can they check it out?
So you don't have to purchase Hot Chicken because really, legally, I could probably only sell 5 or 6 songs off of Hot Chicken. I did this in collaboration with a really close friend and incredible producer by the name of Tyler Knapp out of Indianapolis, Indiana. All my Dap Town folks, what's up? Yep. D Brown, what's up? 38th, what's up? David Tiffin, what's up? And so he is a true 1980s producer. He only uses turntables and like a sampler.
Yeah,
I mean like an SP-80 or like an old sampler with the big center punch button.
Or you're just hitting
the
buttons,
sampler.
Yep.
So he takes a lot of time on his cuts and his beat making, but I'm telling you, his stuff is so fresh.
Yeah.
I've just never invested the time or the money in going through and identifying all these samples and getting them cleared.
Yeah.
So you don't have to buy Hot Chicken. You can try Hot Chicken.
Right.
You know, hit up SoundCloud. Samples. You can fly with Hot Chicken.
So
they
where
got a special thing where you can download songs. It's like $10
a month. I believe it's SoundCloud.com/Hot Chicken.
Well, it's at actually /NamWhite.
/NamWhite.
Okay. /NamWhite. And you'll get there. So, man, I'd love the spins. Come holler at us.
Yeah, that's NamWhite. NamWhite. Look it up on SoundCloud. I think I seen you on Reverb Nation.
Yeah, I was on Reverb Nation.
Bandcamp.
Yep. I'm not on Bandcamp.
I saw something on Bandcamp. It had you and, was it Walker Swain?
That's what's up, Walker. What's up, Walker? That's my man. That's my Peabody brother right there.
Okay.
So I met him through grad school at Vanderbilt. So we still rock up there big time. We got a big win yesterday.
Saw that.
Tennessee Vols.
Tennessee don't.
We love you, Al D. You know, we love you. I'm in here with the Vol Nation. We love you, but we don't really love you.
I think that might have saved their coach's job this year.
Hey, you know, that coach life is serious.
Yeah, man.
I think we should appreciate how much pressure and intensity athletes and coaches live with to make that money and be famous. I think people miss that, right? We like to backseat drive that, but man, those guys go through a lot of work and those ladies go through a lot of work to do that. So
yeah
I hope Derek Mason's around for a while. We like him.
Yeah, man.
What's up, coach?
Well, let's jump into some music. The first track I got on my list here we're gonna play is Black Faces on White Dollars. Tell us about this
white collar, white collar.
Tell us about this track.
I'll tell you about. So this was actually the first track I recorded for Hot Chicken. And it came about, there was an NPR report about the fight in Congress to turn the $20 bill into Harriet Tubman.
Yep.
And so this was far beyond they passed that bill, right? I'm sure that's gone too, right? Mr. President, can you save that
please,
one?
Please.
Can you put Harriet for somebody that lives off Old Hickory Boulevard? We love Old Hickory, kind of. You know what I'm saying? But so this song is about, for me, fiscal responsibility. I am not Dave Ramsey. I will spend it if I got it. Because for me, I get energy off of that.
Yeah.
But that's really like the dumbest thing you can do to be financially independent is to spend and consume and consume and consume. And we live in a consume focused, society. And what we don't realize is we're giving these people all our money and they're stacking it and hoarding it and they're not spending it, right? They're using credit to make more widgets to put online to sell to us. And they're getting that cold hard cash and they're putting it away. And we're running around here spending all our cash to look some kind of way. And it's not kind of, it is. It's a farce, right? It's a farce. Mm-hmm. That means it's some bull for people, you know, if you don't know. Black Faces on the White Dollar is just a song about my own personal challenges with not spending everything I got. And I always figured if Harry Tubman was on the 20, then I would value the dollar a little bit more and I'd want to save it. But Andrew Jackson don't make me want to save it. I don't want Andrew Jackson in my house because he'd be trying to, you know, enslave the dog or, you know, kill the neighbor or something.
Well, let's check it out. This is NamWhite with Black Faces on the White Dollar off the Hot Chicken album. You tuned in to the Fringe Radio Show.
Fringe, baby, you on the Fringe.
White collar, white collar. Black faces on a white dollar. I used to think spending money made me free as Harriet till my they told me bury it. Roses smell better in the spring. Cause I done spent all winter and ain't smelled a thing. I got first class feelings, but they sit me by the wing. That's the shit that gets me up when the birds start to sing. That's the shit that sits me up like I'm stepping in the ring. That's the pride that can whip me in the tips to hide this thing. Now I can cling to the swing of a so-called king. Or I can muster up my majesty and magically ping. Like a little black box after crashing. Have you ever fell in love after smashing? But then you fashion your mouth to say something clever and she jumps up like or whatever. And if that answer's ever never, you ain't enough. Forgive my language, I get strangled in the lust to cuss. And I got people that trust me not to be your ill example. And I trust me the same, but like I said, it's just a sample of the way I play. My little lyrical array and not the whole forte. The realities I portray, cause we all done something to make USA Today. But I would never say, like Ricky from New Edition. When I should've saved tuition, liberate my scene. Made back partitions really on my speed. Men's coops and baby seats is really on my breed. Like holidays and mid-grade is really on my feet. I mean, on my feet. I mean, I still misread how to sell a million records based on how I bleed. But I can't concede, not yet to MP. Hip-hop music's not made to mislead. Made to receive, made to sell greed. I was made by people who were made to be free.
It's been going on since the beginning of time. But the key is to control the mind.
That was Nam White with Black Faces on the White Dollar off of his new Hot Chicken release. And you can check him out this Saturday night, December 3rd at Cobra, along with Stainless Rock Music. Polar's going to be guest DJing along with the usual DJ Vamp holding it down. Myself and Al D will be hosting the show, and we always got the open mic after the show. Very powerful song there, man, Black Faces on the White Dollar. We talked about that before. The next one we're going to play is called Fashionista. Tell us a little bit about that one.
She drink, you know, she eat caviar, you know. So Fashionista is just is a dedication to all of the strong, like, entrepreneur, businesswomen, moms, wives, that just do so much but maintain so much of just that classy, sexy, you know, pheromone based vibe that we love so much. You know, I hope that doesn't make me misogynistic or some kind of statistic, right? You know, but I appreciate and love the energy that women bring to every aspect of business and life and family. My wife you know, it's definitely fits in that category. Hey, baby. But man, it's just a, like a combination of multiple people that I know, like real people that I know combined in one verse. And it's about just grabbing pizza and beer with them and tripping, like nothing fancy, but like going back to being, just something really low key and organic.
Yeah.
Beer, pizza, tripping, OJs, you know, Curtis Mayfield in the background, something like that. And just letting that classy run all over you.
It's like I say on, what's that track idea? I said, do that cliche thing and just get a bite of slice of pizza. Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
This is Fashionista by Nam White. After that, we're going to be playing Better Than the Blue.
True. We love you, baby.
Caviar, but she don't swallow babies. Star at the bar, grew up in the 80s. Probably born in 70s, something, a small digit. I'm talking one spaces mathematically like a wizard. Leather in the breeze, and chiller in the blizzard. Icicle freeze when she handle business. Nothing like a tease, generally drinks a Guinness. Probably makes 60 G's when she trains a dentist. Can fry a couple wings like she misses winners. But spicier than the things that she brings to dinners. Real cool, laid back and calculating. Divorced, but it was amicable. Really don't like dating. Really don't like waiting. Like Jigga from Life and Time, Volume 3. Pimp C, she memorized every rhyme. Big diamond chime, tatted it, thin cursive. Reading love, but it looks subversive. My white collar fashionista. We should get a beer, split a piece of pizza, and reminisce about the old days. Ohio players are some OJs. To my white collar fashionista. We should get some beer, split some pizza, and reminisce about the old days. Ohio players are some OJs. And I'ma keep rapping, cause now this shit is so dope. Listen to these cats, but there's typically no hope. I typically blow soap in jail to smell Versace like copper from concrete in the street with the mariachi. I'ma update my article. White collar particle. Yeah, grow bigger than any particle. And breathe life like coral, isolated as amoral. Collar fashionista, we should get some beer and split a piece of pizza and reminisce about the old days. Ohio players are some OJs. To my white collar fashionista, we should get some beer and split some pizza and reminisce about the old days. Ohio players are some OJs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've read. So we're not talking about the Normandy School District losing their accreditation because of their buildings or their structures or their teachers. We are talking about violence of behavior that is coming in from my first grader, my third grader, and my middle school.
street, yeah. They teaching white feel better, and it's more Roger Federer than the NBA All-Star veteran type of chatter, like the letter on your mark. Keep black with highlight. Marcus Mariota too black to be a titan. I'm inviting all the soapbox critics to start twittering. They murdered Native Americans, then started littering.
A lack of willingness to learn, whether it be because of
probably more Mike Tirico than my Nico, and more Wayne Brady than my lady. Probably half of me's Haiti. Origins of 1880, like lawyers in Africa captured for Slim Shady. Ask Katie, I'm more Missy than Elliot. Probably catch me up at Vanderbilt, bumping that belly. Reading parentheticals, double life angelicals. You voting for Jeb Bush, you smoking that Red Kush.
And we said no. And the reason we said no is because we don't want different areas coming across on our side of the
border.
My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed.
White collar feel better than the blues.
My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed.
20 years for fraud, then applaud accountability. Teach school, praise God for upward mobility. Chivalry only exists as a smoke screen. It should have made gangster music of pips and smoke green. Maybe manufactured lean instead of fortunate deaths. The home of Martin Luther King, I'm probably dreaming, I guess. Yet we dress in collar state textures and belt buckles, tie pins. Why my sins are relevant, Marvel?
How many people, how many kids in our district are in the family because we're bringing in other kids?
My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed. My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed.
Maybe you think that looks good on your resume.
Nah, it's probably not fiction. Keep writing fake, this shit feels no friction. Blame it on my diction, or maybe my depiction of the truth we manifest that they market as affliction. I feel no restriction, invade white spaces, gentrified coffee shops, hamburgers, and say my graces. See, the racist got an inbred image of who we're not. How many niggas have you
this
shot?
This is not a racist issue. I'm sorry that her prejudice is calling me a racist because my skin is white.
My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed. My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed.
What's up?
That's why she's not working.
Well, I'm recording. I turn the toilet off when I record.
How can you turn the toilet off?
You just turn the water off because it makes too much noise when I'm around.
Welcome back to the Fringe Radio Show, WRFN 103.7 FM, Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org. This is the Fringe Radio Show, sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. Best organization in the city. Shout out to Jam Boss. And this is ET. I got Al D in the house with me tonight. We got Nam White in the studio. We're checking out some joints off his Hot Chicken album. And you can come check him out live this Saturday night, December 3rd at Cobra, along with Stainless Rock Music, DJ Vamp, DJ Polar, and open mic after the show. Yeah. And we just listened to Better Than the Blue. Tell us about that track, man.
White collars fit me better than the blue. So that track... I wrote that on a plane, because I downloaded, This American Life podcast, and they had the Nicole Hannah-Jones story called The Problem, We All Live With, which was a story about Michael Brown. After his death, they did an examination of his high school experience and came back to find that there was this huge, kind of hornet's nest around the kids that were living in Ferguson, mm-hmm. And the fact that their school district lost its accreditation. So once your school district loses accreditation, you're allowed to choose schools. So the kids were choosing Normandy High School and Normandy Middle School in this very privileged suburban area, and the
that
parents
over
were
well, did it.
Bugging.
Imagine that.
Right, so a part of her story is about a young lady who really wanted to go to Normandy school because she was into school. Like, that was her thing. And she went to this parent meeting. And it was really just traumatic for her to hear these parents. So in that hook, you hear people, excerpts from that meeting, you know, parents really saying, I think, what's not uncommon to us now, right? This is before the Trump election. Mm-hmm. This is before kind of the narrative of white America taking this supposed place back that makes America great again.
Yeah. Taking its country back, quote unquote. Yeah.
Right, right. So it was before a lot of those narratives existed. So I guess it was kind of, for me, it was my re-emerging into kind of the alt-white, alt-right perspective.
Yeah.
Did I say alt-white? That might be a song. That you might hear that on the next record. But
I think it sounds like an ETLD joint.
Alt-white.
See
how they steal your stuff? Anasa, go ahead and put that on the books, please. Write that down. Copyright. Send that to somebody's lawyer today. These cats, see, that's hot chicken right there. That's how they do you. That's hot. No,
ETLD's new single, Hot Chicken.
Alt-white hot chicken.
Alt-white.
Alt-white meat.
They don't want no thighs. So... just the breast. So, you know, that interview was crazy. I mean, I stood up on the plane. And I remember just having to kind of walk and back and forth to the restroom because it was just really frustrating to hear that perspective, thinking that, no, we're doing all this work. We're working to give kids who fight oppression, kids who are really just born into extremely oppressive environments.
Yeah.
Whether it's economic oppression, racial oppression, nutritional oppression, educational oppression. I mean, not just, oh, it's tough on them. No, you have an organized effort to make it very difficult on you, to separate you from your money. So, I mean, these things are very real, so...
But you got people out there ignoring that fact. Like, that doesn't exist, and that's a big problem.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
If it's... I mean, that's part of the strategy of making an effective practice is making it seem like it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So, being conscious, right? That's being woke. That's that Dale Allender. That's that Gabriel Bata, that clever agency piece, right? Being woke... and not woke just to be mad, but woke to be strategic and woke to be not supportive, but be an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Be an advocate for people so that they can find avenues through or around oppressive forces. I mean, that's a big part of who I am as an MC. Definitely a big part of who I am as an educator.
Yeah.
Who I am as a dad, you know, so who I am as a husband. So that Better Than the Blue, you know, is a part of that. And being a black man in America, you know, the legacy of my ancestors in America started beyond blue collar, right? It's even a step before that. It was a legacy of servitude. A legacy of not having any will in the way you think, carry yourself.
You're told how to act. Think.
Right. So, you know, that will to choose was punishable by death. You know, if you listen to Ta-Nehisi Coates and you read in his work, you know, that was the beginning of the plunder in America where people made millions off of black bodies. So... Better Than the Blue is also about choosing, right? About choosing. You can fix cars or you can design the engine. That's your choice.
Yeah.
No, neither one is better than the other. But when you look at the hierarchy of what America is, people like to, you know, make those things either one is better than the other, or, you know, oh, you just do this. Or, you know, you people say, what do you do? Oh, I just... You know, stop saying you just do something. Mm-hmm. Just say what you do.
Yeah.
Because there's respect in it. There's honor in it. No matter what it pays, if you're doing it and you're working hard at it and you're becoming better at it, then there's honor in it. Especially if it's your will to choose.
Yeah.
So that's what that record is about. Getting people the will and the agency to choose.
A lot of good points there. And you know, me, myself, having a mixed daughter, you know, she's going to experience some of this stuff along the way too, and it's going to be an experience for me. But I mean, in general, we got to do better as people, man. We got to do better. It's as simple as that. But let's keep it moving. Up next, we're going to play. This was an Al D request, I think. Sip Slow, one of the ones he chose off the album. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Sip Slow is starts off with my son introducing me by my family name, you know, and he is the same name, so he accidentally says his name to start. Which was like the perfect. It was like, you know, one of those serendipitous moments that, like, yeah. What's my man from Tony?
Tony?
What's Lean Cigarette? No, dude, no. Come get these cats, man. No, it ain't Tony.
You're so, taking it back now. I can't even.
Come on. How are we? Dude, I am so sorry I forgot your name on the air. He's relevant now. He always talks about how things happen in the studio where mistakes become like your greatest pieces of art. So Sip Slow is really just about me expressing who I am as an MC, you know, who I am as a songwriter. Yeah, Raphael Sadiq. That's right. I'm sorry, brother Sadiq. You know, he's one of the dopest songwriters ever. So I try to listen to people that make that kind of music and make those kind of records when you're in the process of creating, like, you know, Rico Wade said, it's about jumping out there naked and seeing how fine you are, right? So, Sip Slow is about thinking about your opportunities, thinking about your challenges, and then icing it down with either a cold brew, hot brew, or one straight out the can, baby.
Let's check it out. It's a Sip Slow by Nam White.
Monte Cristo's in Manhattan.
Introducing Norman Blake. Norman.
Yeah. Come on, let's do it. Monte Cristo's in Manhattan. The sending women sent Charlie to get me two. And keep it pimp. I got my dress white for distressed nights like the Warriors. I hope you learn your return is victorious. Glorious. Regards to the comrade. We still party to the bombs over Baghdad. So by the time I get the Flagstaff, tweet something and make Chuck D your hashtag. Now I could brag on the swag like mythology. Two Twitters, but less than 50 people follow me. I guess my relevance is not intelligence. A lack of elegance that comes off awkward to the Ivy League. Not neighbors with Mrs. Dot. Young brothers getting shot. They could have made it in Oxford. They had people around the world on their roster. What's real if everybody's an imposter? I just crack a Cole Foster and Sip Slow. Yeah, slow, and do my best, Joe Samuels, and get low. I like that low, yeah. Just crack a Cole Foster and sit slow, 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 slow. And do my best, Lil Johnny, for that quick dough. Yeah, trip blow. See, I'ma write my songs the way I write my songs. I'ma kiss my kids, I'ma write my wrongs. I wanna learn to meditate, to clear my head when I'm stressed, and exercise as much as possible for feeling refreshed, to keep from feeling distressed. Like the denim that the kids wear. When I'm shirt and tie, I fly like a big bear. Yeah, yeah. So I'ma crack a hot Heineken and sit fast. Yeah, we as adults got a lot of shit to get past. So I'ma crack a hot Heineken and sit fast. Fast, fast, fast. Yeah, we as adults got a lot of shit to get past. Yeah,
my dad.
Gianni Alligator, Capito Chelsea, see these boots let the world know, you walking with the wealthy, healthy, swollen off of eggs from a sturgeon, my baby trains all day, then see the plastic surgeon.
Introducing Norman Blake, Norman.
This is just my version,
and
this is just the version, this is just coercion. And we ain't even splurging. This is just my version. This is just the version. This is just coercion. And we ain't even splurging. So I'ma sip a Coke 45 at room temp. Hey, little Johnny got the 40, give me room temp. Yeah, so I'ma sip a Coke 45 at room temp. Little Johnny got the 40, give me room, pimp. Man.
and mystery signs, eating tofu and prawns whenever you want to. And loot me till I'm fledging an MC. After the Vanderbilt graduate degree, it should be free for breakfast. Champagne, toast, and eggs. I know these young niggas love your legs and your single friends talk, but please don't listen to anything outside of toasting and kissing you. Kissing you is all that I've been dreaming of. Please say, mommy, don't indulge me for just a minute. I know times I'm limited when you feel independence. Drop down, booted up, kids in the car line. While I'm back out of town, feet up on the airline. I know your heart can get a hairline. Fracture, I should bear in mind. Oh, you want mani pedi, mani pedi. You want mani pedi, mani pedi. You want mani pedi, mani pedi. I can blow on your toes till they ready. You know I love you, baby. Don Vito Corleone lost both his sons, and Carlito Brigante lost both his dons. If you know that language, when you was bumping the mob, my papa told me stay in college, rapping can't be your job. Still a high novel hustler, never had the stomach for killing anything but drums with the metaphor. Might mean mug, but I'm armless unless she love Boogie Down Productions and my garments. 89 Warlords, Legion, Urquhart, never been considered cool, but what I had came with swag, pop like enthusiasts. Introduced to booty shake on the bus by a girl that moved to town that moved away. I never got to tell her thank you for the Luther Campbell. Tennessee State women drop it like an anvil. Come of age and fade away. I can see the windows closed. How can I explain that Blake, her daddy used to do them? Goes off, tied to a sample. Our music is diverse. This is only one example. Vibe off, nodding to a sample. Our music is diverse. This is only one example.
One example.
Hey, white collar, white collar.
White collar,
run. White collar, run. White collar, white collar. Hey, white collar, white collar. I'm about to flow to the money.
Everybody wants that money.
White collar, white collar.
With all humility,
with all humility. White collar, white collar. White collar, white collar. I'm about to flow to the money.
But it ain't about the money. It's
peace.
Peace, man. That's what it's about.
Peace to hip hop. Peace to hip hop.
Peace to hip hop.
Find yourself. Peace to hip hop. Peace to
peace. Peace to hip hop.
Combine
yourself. Peace, baby.
Oh, is peace there? Are they cursing their mamas in Spain? Am I too soul trained? Switch to refrain. Better than I be rapping with a cane in an old model convertible naked off in the rain with them top going down. Oh, how could them stop flowing now? Choke holding cops and I profound to represent peace within my brown. Baby, I can't breathe.
That's going to just about do it for us tonight right here on the Fringe Radio Show. Shout out to Nam White for joining us in studio tonight. You guys can catch him this Saturday night, December 3rd at Cobra, along with Stainless Rock Music.
Yeah.
DJ Vamp and Polar holding it down with myself and Al D. Nam, it's good to have you in the studio, man. Yeah, glad to get you on the show. Anything you want to say to the people before we wrap it up?
Hey, big shout out to ET, Al D. Dynamic duo, you know, right. been doing this. Hey, find us online. Big shout out to Bread. Big shout out to Johnny. Big shout out to my man Devlin, Hype Sims, wife, kids, Blake, Kylan, Crystal. Love you. Hey, find us on IG at Nam White, NamWhite. Don't judge me by my followers, you know, because we're not in it for that. We just in it to bring you, you know, the facts and the love. But hey, I hope everybody comes out to the Cobra. We're gonna blow some steam, baby. We're gonna eat
some hot chicken.
Yeah, man, that's what's up.
Some hot chicken on SoundCloud. Just look it up, check it out. It's free. Get you a sample or come out this Saturday night. Check us out at Cobra. Nam White, good to have you, man. And it's good to have you guys on the show tonight. Appreciate y'all for listening. Tune in next week. My boy Al D will be back with a hot new fresh show. And we'll see you guys this Saturday night, December 3rd at Cobra. This is ET. Make sure you be yourself and nobody else. See you guys next week on the Fringe Radio Show.